You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A lot of people haven't really taken this into consideration because usually people are very environmentally aware and down for banning plastic outright. No one really would consider people actually need this plastic. Why are these straws so useful for people living with disabilities, and what kind of people with what kind of disabilities?
Well, I can't say exactly like every single kind of impairment type and people, but for anyone who has kind of restricted movement or restricted strength, you know, a whole range of people with tremors, there's a whole lot of people who find it difficult to use cups and glasses, and they use straws to drink their drinks, whatever drink they might be having. And plastic straws, all of the same people we've talked to have said plastic straws are the easiest to use. Often people say, what about metal straws? What about rigid plastic straws? But they just don't quite work as well. They're not as flexible. And metal ones can, you know, be very hot or very cold, depending on what you're drinking. So, yeah, quite a few disabled people are quite frustrated at a lot of the discussion around banning plastic straws.
So the alternatives aren't really enough. So is there any sort of ideas for a solution to this, maybe?
I would say the main solution to the debate around plastic straws is just that disabled people should be included in conversations more about environmentalism. A lot of disabled people care very deeply about the environment, work very hard on, you know, supporting the environment and preventing further degradation, but often our voices aren't really heard in that conversation. I think the other alternative is that there's so many options for, you know, working on reducing waste, reducing pollutants, reducing harmful things to the environment. And I don't really believe that straws are the number one cause of environmental degradation, whereas actually they do support some people to be able to hydrate themselves independently and with dignity. So those are my alternatives to the debate around plastic straws. I know that wasn't quite your question.
No, that's fine. Yeah. You mentioned that you, of course, want to be spoken to. And so Starbucks plans to ban them all by 2020. Countdown is moving much faster. In October this year, they're effectively going to be banned. And then also the waterfront in Wellington has a full ban on plastic straws. Were any people with disabilities or any groups contacted or spoken to about that move?
And I can't literally speak for every disability community organisation in the country, but I haven't heard about any consultation around it. And I mean, and there are real effects to that. I mean, not everyone who uses straws to drink is going to have them on them at all times if they want to be out in the community. And that actually really prevents people from being able to go out and have a drink with their friends, to be able to be in public spaces and have that, you know, that simple tool which makes life manageable.
It's so simple, but yeah, really, really important.
Yeah, and I suppose, I think there's an element of humour, but there's actually quite a bit of frustration in the disability community about even where people, you know, go to lengths to explain why straws are actually very, you know, useful and important tools for some disabled people. It's often dismissed as selfish or silly or unnecessary, or, you know, responses that we provide just kind of rushing off. So it's been a really interesting conversation around this topic, yeah.
Yeah, it's such a necessity for so many people, but of course, like, people living with no disabilities wouldn't even take that into consideration, just taken for granted. Going to get a drink with your friends or going to eat a coffee or something, you don't need to remember to bring a straw.
Yeah. I suppose one of the things I think is that it's a real shame that quite kind of complex and nuanced conversations about how the environment is damaged and actually where the majority of environmental damage comes from is kind of ignored in this conversation. Like, I think it's a really awesome conversation to talk about kind of systemic ways that the environment is damaged by plastics, by a whole lot of, like, kind of, you know, industrial production. And it's a real shame that disabled people can't be part of that conversation and encouraged to be part of the solution with that kind of being written off as silly or selfish.
Well, it's definitely good to see their voice being heard. I just spoke to a few people in the office about like what story I was covering today, and
no one
had thought about people that may actually need to be using these plastic straws day to day. I mean, it just isn't thought of, basically.
Totally fine. I think it's fine to feel like, actually, we didn't know about the potential consequences, but I think it's really important once you, these issues are raised that you kind of go, oh, yeah, it's actually a good idea to think about how these things would affect different groups. And it's quite a popular thing that people are jumping on, like straws, and it's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's really easy to jump into the conversation, just be like full, flat out ban, and especially with something like straws, which many people can easily go without. Like with plastic bags, you always need a bag, but with straws, you can easily live without.
Exactly. Yeah, which is funny because from my perspective, you know, like it would be much more productive to reduce plastic bags and then but make sure that there were options available for different people who have different needs.
Yeah, exactly. Alternatives that up to the standard left by removing the plastic equivalent or so on.
Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.